Today on Encounter God's Truth, Bible scholar Dr. John Whitcomb begins a two-part study on the significance of Pentecost. We'll start by looking at the Old Testament background of this harvest festival, which God gave to Israel as a special time for all the men of Israel to gather for worship. It's described for us in Exodus chapter 23, Deuteronomy 16, and especially Leviticus chapter 23. Hello, I'm Wayne Shepherd. So glad you've joined us once again. You know, according to Jewish tradition, Pentecost in the Old Testament was remembrance of the day when Moses gave the law at Mount Sinai, when God officially formulated the nation of Israel. But Dr. Whitcomb will explain that the greatest need in ancient Israel, as it is today, was for a true knowledge of the Lord in each individual's heart. He will show us the basis for the salvation of Old Testament believers and how God will be faithful to the entire nation of Israel in the future. Now, there are a lot of details in this message today, so remember, you can always go back and listen to it again on sermonaudio.com/Whitcomb. But now, here's Dr. Whitcomb with this week's lesson entitled, Pentecost in the Old Testament.
Friends, I take this opportunity to greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who wants us to know certain things that happened to create the world, to create the nation of Israel, to create the church, and what he's going to do in the kingdom that's coming. Amazing things have happened. Of course, as we know, around the world, Christians will be celebrating the ascension of Jesus 40 days after his resurrection. You remember, he was with those disciples, Acts chapter 1, and then he went back to the right hand of his Father in heaven, where he resides to this very moment. Now, just a few days from now, will be a celebration of the day of Pentecost. What was that? Well, 10 days after Jesus ascended to heaven, the Spirit of God came by his instruction with the will of the Father, as we shall see. This was to create a new organism, the church, the body and bride of Christ. For hundreds and hundreds of years, God had prepared the people of Israel for something special that was going to happen. There's a close tie, as we realize, between the true church and true Israel, because all the early Christians, as we realize, were Jews, and they were saturated, in fact, in some cases, obsessed with the Old Testament perspectives on life and the world around them. Now, you see, friends, back in the book of Leviticus, a book that's not too familiar to most of us Christians, I'm sorry to say, God explained the calendar that Israel was to observe throughout the year. Passover, that was, of course, in the springtime to celebrate what? The emergence of Israel from Egypt. You remember what God said about the Passover in Exodus chapter 12? He said, "The blood shall be for you on the houses where you live," Exodus 12:13. "And when I see the blood, I will" what? "I will pass over you. I will not destroy you." That doesn't mean they will be saved spiritually. It means to be protected physically. The Egyptians, thousands of them, remember, died when that destroying angel, who was actually the angel of the Lord, came to judge the gods of Egypt. So they were to protect themselves from that destruction by putting blood on the doorpost and the lintel, and God would pass over them. He would protect them from what they deserved, I'm sure. Because about 50 days later,